It's Tuesday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's real talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind and help my living. It's real talk. It's the Daily Show, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state, and I'm here with you on Tuesday, day 337 in a row of the Mark Pyers Real Talk Show. And I have a topic for you, then we'll get into some news, we'll chat a little bit, and then I got my beat seat sitting over there ready to be played. And I got a song in mind. Usually I don't know what I'm going to play, but I've been thinking about this since yesterday. My friend Mark came on, and he said he went on Google, and he just typed in Mark Pyers music, and the first thing that came up was my song, Let's Start Slow. So I thought it would be cool to play that song for you guys, because Let's Start Slow very much reminds me of what we're doing here. Not me. I haven't been starting slow by any means, 337. But the idea of connecting to something new is a process. It takes time. Doesn't happen overnight. In fact, I think I'm proving that you just have to keep going until you start. Wait, what's going on? Wait, huh? Well, every day? Every day? Yeah, every day. Really? So it's going to take a little time for these things to actually take place. I'm going to quickly check and see, make sure we're live on all of our social media platforms, because sometimes I have issues with this. And I've been trying to work out this new system. I'm live right now on YouTube. That's nice. What about Facebook? Let's see. I did this yesterday, which was kind of cool. I went on Facebook yesterday, and I saw comments. And it was something I haven't been able to do before, which is to see comments in real time. Yes, we're live right now on Facebook as well. I'm going to come in here and just shut off the audio. But I'm going to put it on just in case some comments come through, because I don't think I'm able to see any comments on my chat window over here. If anybody wants to test it out, let me know. So I've got it open over here, and you guys just have to shoot a note. Maybe I'll see it, hopefully. Anyway, so should I sell or should I rent? Kyle, what's up, buddy? My man Kyle's on over here on Instagram. Kyle, thank you so much for following me over on Periscope. I appreciate that. And head over to YouTube, subscribe and ding the bell. Everybody, actually, subscribe and ding the bell over on YouTube, because this is where the party's at. The reason I love YouTube is all of the videos are like right there. It's set up. It's a video service. So you're looking at whatever video I want to look at. Ooh, I can look at topics. You know, you go on Facebook, you got 337 days in a row where you just have to keep going this way in order to see, well, what was next and what was next. It's not really ideal. They should have a different menuing system for Facebook. Should look more like YouTube, where you just go on, you see 24 videos in a row. Oh, that's my perspective. But it took me 316 days to realize this, so. Why didn't anybody say, hey, Mark, why don't you just start it up on YouTube as well? Anyway, we're here. We're live with everybody. Kyle, I appreciate you, brother. Definitely see if you can get onto the YouTube feed as well. Subscribe and ding the bell, because I'm trying to build that page out. And if I can get to hit over 1,000 subs, then I can go live from my phone, which would be ideal, because then I could do property walkthroughs. And my plan is we're going to have a guest each week, at least one. And I've got a 3-camera shoot now. So I'd like to be able to use all of my facilities. I mean, look, I've got, you guys see what you have planned for today? Look at that. 3 beat seats. That one on the right, that's the new junior beat seat. And I'm really pumped about that new junior beat seat, because it has, I've widened it up. So we went and sat down with an instructor from a school system last week. They love the beat seat. They want to order beat seats. But for special needs individuals, just to confirm that they're, you know, that no one's going to fall over or anything. So what if you made it the junior a little wider? I said, you know what, I could actually make it just as wide as the adult model, which would do two things. It would make it more sturdy, but then on top of that, you're going to get more sound. You're going to get amazing tone out of this thing. So I'm going to show you guys when I go over there to rock this out in a little while. I'm going to show you what that junior sounds like so you can get an idea. But I'm playing a song for you I wrote many years ago called Let's Start Slow. It's a great song. It's a love song, but it's also a song about life. It's a song about everything in life. And it's here's the hook. Let's start slow and let our roots grow. It's a simple statement. Let's start slow and let our roots grow. That's what we're doing here on Real Talk. You're slowly understanding what I'm doing here. And the roots will grow into wanting more. So yes, we're going to start slow. It'll take as long as you'd like. No one's pressuring you. I'm just here every day. This is a talk show. We've graduated from vlog. It's funny, I had a conversation with someone earlier, and this is why this topic came up, about sell or rent, because this is a client of mine, and they're considering renting their home. So we had a nice conversation. He said, look, I've been watching what you've been doing. And this is a nice thing for me. The reason that this content is there is if somebody does want to list their home, rent their home, and they want to vet somebody and see how they handle themselves, you got 337 days you can go back at and look. You could see how I handle myself, how I speak, how I deal with every situation. And I think that gives you something that you really would like to have when you're making a decision, perspective. So when he called me today to discuss renting or selling, we discussed many Real Talk topics. In fact, I'm going to have him on the show. He's a doctor, and I think he could bring some perspective to this program. And this is where my mind starts going, saying this is not about just me broadcasting. It's about connecting with others. Today, I had a conversation with Richard from my office, who I'm very much looking forward to bringing on the program as well. And here's just the byline. Destroyed it in like a league of his own, okay? Literally. Went after some niche and just made it happen. And then just after you make it and you've done everything, some people get kind of burned out, worn out. And he got to a point where he said, you know what? Yeah, CEO, CFO. He left it on the table. Left it all on the table to just find happiness. And I think that's a very amazing story. I think that's an amazing story we need to hear. We need to hear it. So wait, you accomplished everything that you wanted to accomplish? And you said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go and do something else now. And you left X amount of dollars on the table? Future dollars. Millions, millions and millions of dollars on the table? Yeah. Why? Because happiness. You know, I think it's something, look, I haven't been able to have the same perspective. This is a perspective I want to hear. You know, I went after something. I got it. I did it. And then it started to make me miserable because it's too much. And you break away. At a certain point, you need to break away. You know, I think he said too, like he'd wake up and just be miserable to have to go. And I can't believe I have to go back again today. I said, I call it living dead. You're basically living, but you're dead. You're walking around just wishing that you were not. Oh, Pablo. Pablo liked. Okay, this is kind of cool, guys. So I have Facebook open right now. So I want you guys to know what's going on. Pablo, when you liked that, it popped up over here and it told me. So I think if you send me a note, maybe you could send me a quick note right now, because then I could see if these will pop up in real time. Which would be pretty amazing, because then we could actually communicate on Facebook in real time. So we're talking about renting, talking about selling. And basically, I just want to get to the topic, okay? There's lots of ways you can handle this. We're in a very soft real estate market in Connecticut, in Westchester County right now. So what's happened is what was a strong seller's market maybe 7 to 10 years ago has totally shifted. And now you have people who are saying, look, if I can't sell, maybe I should just rent. Maybe I'll just be a landlord for a little while. And the problem with that is now you got a market that was thriving and it's turned into a market that's sluggish. You have a lot of rentals on the market. So the perspective is this. If you're looking to go out and make a killing in the rental market right now, I don't think you're going to do that. You can, however, buy property, rent it out, and hold it for a period of time, and you probably make out a lot better that way. So depending on where your interest rate is, depending on where you're in, if you can cover your costs over a 2 to 5 year period of time until the market recovers, then I think it makes sense for you to rent. Now here's, I think, another strategy. You could put it on for rent and for sale at the same time. I like doing this. Let me tell you why. You're reaching two totally different markets. When we talked about this, my client said, well, you know what? Maybe just put it on for rent and you could just mention that it's also available for sale. The problem is there's no one that's renting is really looking to buy. So you're losing that entire option, you know, for someone to read through and to read at the end of it. Oh, also available for sale. Well, I'm not a buyer. I'm a renter. I'm here looking at this for rent. So realistically, you have two separate markets acting at once. Okay. You want to put it on for rent? You get a whole market looking at it. You want to put it on for sale? You get market looking at it. I like doing both because then you see what comes up. I put both out there. See what the universe brings back to me. I may get a rental offer. I may not. I may get 2 for sale offers. I may get 0 showings on sale, but 5 for rent. You just don't know. So I think if you are okay with selling or renting, put it on both ways. Be aggressive with both numbers and see which one pops first. That's the best thing I can tell you. So I don't think there's a right or wrong on this. Do you want to be a landlord is another question. I know a lot of people that would not be good landlords. The question should be like a 50-50. It should be, do you want to be a landlord? And then should you be a landlord? That should be number 2, because there are some people that just should not be landlords. Like, I had a client just a few months ago that rented short term, and I hope she tunes in to watch this one. You know, she rented short term from a lady who should not be a landlord. Should not ever, ever be a landlord. You know, when you rent a unit, you put down a deposit. It's typical. And you typically walk through and you see, you know, what condition the place is up front. And on the way out, you do the same thing. Now, I've had clients go into rentals for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years. And at the end, the landlord's like, oh, you know what? This floor's got really banged up. You know, we've got to get those resolved. So we're going to have them done. Okay, yeah, no problem. Okay. Like a 4-month rental. The just to give you perspective, it was like $3,600 deposit. And this landlord's like, yeah, I'm going to give you $500 and something back. The rest is all from damage that you made. One person with a dog is crazy. But this is my point. Some people should not be landlords. Do not be a landlord if you're the type of personality that can't handle it. You have to be able to have just like kind of just step back. It's your property, but for that period of time, it really isn't. And you don't go after people at the end of a lease term and say, now you have to fix my house for me. That's literally what it is. You have to fix my house for me. You got to do it all. When you moved in, it looked like this, but now you have to make it look great because you're moving out after 4 months. Like, I've never seen anybody accrue that much damage in 4 months. It's insane. So, do you want to rent? And then should you be a landlord is the question. And I, like I said, my strategy would be put it on both ways, see which one pops. You got lots of opportunity that way. So I'm not sure if we're getting any comments this way. Let me check and see. I don't see anything, but I do see Pablo. Thank you very much for liking the video, my friend. It's good to see you here. And oh, I think I just logged out of there. That's not good. I want to be able to see those comments when they come through. Let me see if I can get back in there somehow. Are we back? Yes, we're back, guys. We're back. So here's the deal. William, thank you for joining over on Insta. Oh, let me see. George and Rosemary. All right, listen, you guys are the best for tuning in. And sorry about that. You guys are the best for tuning in. And we're going to get into a topic today, okay? It's not just about real estate. It's about life, right? I'm getting notifications over here now. I think it's kind of cool. I got to say, I got a lot of stuff going on around me right now. Literally, I got 2 screens. I got 3 cameras. I got beat seats ready to be rocked out on over there. Do you guys like the new format of the show? This is a variety show. It's a talk show. It's not a vlog. Why the heck are we calling it a vlog? Like, who the heck? Where did that even come from? Vlogs are like 3 to 5. We haven't been doing 3 to 5 since like week 3. I've been doing half hour plus for at least 200 days. But this is no longer considered a vlog. This is a talk show, a daily talk show every day for the rest of my life. And today I was at the Board of Realtors get together at Waveney House. Anybody, my couple people here from New Canaan know Waveney House? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I'm there, and a couple of the agents are saying, oh, wow, this is really cool what you're doing here. When are you going to stop? That's the first question. This is great, Mark. When are you going to stop? Really? That's what you're concerned with is when? Never. Never. Well, I just found out that the world record is 10 years and 3 days. So I'm at least going 10 years and 4 days. And honestly, that's like, I don't have an end. 10 years and 4 days. I'm like, why did he stop? So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why did he stop? You know, when you have a mission to leave a message, you keep going. And for me, doing half hour plus is just the way I need to be, you know. And I probably should keep some of these things to myself, you know. But honestly, I think the world is doing too much of that. That's my problem with the world right now. Everyone's keeping their emotions and their thoughts to themselves. No one's really expressing themselves anymore. And I just feel like, well, if I start doing it, people may say, look at that bonehead. But you know what? Someone's got to start. Someone's got to start the wave. Someone's got to start the wave. You ever gone to a football game? Do you think the wave starts on its own? You think, oh, look, the wave just started. No, some guy got up and he was like, woo! And he did it 10 times. And no one was paying attention. And he's like, man, no one's... Hey, guys, everybody over here in Section G, let's do the wave. Come on. Ready? Follow me. Let's go. And he did it again. And like 3 people got up. And he's watching. No one's really taken to it. And he's like... And everyone's like, just give up, buddy. Nobody's going to do the wave. Why are you doing... Just stop. No, look. I go, come on. We got to do the wave. Let's go. Let's go, Giants. He does it again. And all of a sudden, a few more people get up. But not enough to really be a wave. And does he get discouraged? No, that guy wants to see the wave. He believes he's going to see the wave. So he keeps going over and over. Everybody's looking at him. What's this guy doing? He's crazy. He's jumping up and down going like this. Well, what do you know? A couple minutes later, the entire stadium is doing a wave. The entire stadium. The entire section telling him he's crazy. What are you doing? What are you waving your hands for like that? Ooh, sit down, buddy. Don't make a spectacle of yourself. Are you kidding me? I'm starting the wave. That's what I'm doing here on Real Talk. I'm starting the wave. Who's joining me is the question. Start spreading the word. Let people know. I don't know where I came up with that little connection there, but seriously, it's very much like that. Does anybody else agree with me? See, Kyle gets me. Kyle said, do it till you can't anymore. That's what it comes down to. Maybe that's what happened with this guy. 10 years and 3 days. He's probably just like, I just can't go 10 years and 4 days. That's it for me. I'm done. So, like I said, I don't have an end date in mind. I think it's a life mission. I think I was 40 years too late. Should have started it 20 years ago. When I was out performing and traveling this country, I should have been like camera in the hand, just broadcasting. Because honestly, some of the things I experienced and the lifestyle was a complete 180 shift from where I am now. Talk about this. I dress every day ready to sell. I'm ready to put a deal together for my clients. That's what I do. Like, I don't come to work to sit around. I come to work to work. And what I find is most people want the easy deal. They want to make the quick money. And I just don't, I've never seen that be a thing. I've never seen quick and easy money be a thing. For me, I've always had to earn. I've had to go out there and fight. I've had to show what I can do. And I don't know. Just don't go around thinking that things are going to come to you. They don't. You got to go out there and show people what you can do. And maybe you actually present a bit of value to the people around you. And they say, you know what? I think I can use something. I think this guy can help me achieve my agenda in some way. You're looking to be the puzzle piece for people. You want them to say, I can use this. This is a source that I can grab something from. I have a business and I can really use a guy like that. This is what you're looking for. So let's see. I got a couple of news stories for you guys today as well. Let me see what we got. I have a funny thing for you here. Let me just quickly go over to the news story for you. Oh, no, see, now you're seeing the wrong thing. That's me live, so I could see if anybody sends a comment. So this is pretty funny, guys. Hold on, let's put some music on here. There's a new Cannonball Run record. 2,825 miles in 27 hours and 25 minutes. Irwin Cannonball Baker set the first record for driving from East Coast to West. In 1933, this guy did it in 53.5 hours. 53.5 hours, that's insane. That's less than 2 days. A little over 2 days. But let's just skip forward over here. It's been smashed multiple times since. And you guys remember the movie, right? I was a huge fan of the Cannonball Run movies. There was a spinoff from these movies you guys may have remembered. Do you guys remember They Call Me Bruce? Please tell me somebody remembers this movie. It is probably one of the best and most underrated movies of all time. Probably because it's terrible, but it's just really cool. Like, there's a couple of funny scenes in the movie. Like, Johnny Yoon is the guy. He's the character from Cannonball Run. And I think he may have been in Cannonball Run too. But he plays They Call Me Bruce, okay? Here's the concept. You guys may have remembered this. I was 9 years old, and I remember flipping through and seeing the Kung Fu channels, and you'd see Johnny Yoon pop on, and it was They Call Me Bruce. And he'd be in an alley, and there's a guy who pulls a knife on him, and he's like, hey, look at my face. I'm an Oriental. I'll use my foot and kick you in the nose. I'll use my hand and punch you in the eye and with my fist. And as he's saying it, the guy goes, whoa, man, be cool, man. I don't want to fight you. And the whole movie, he doesn't know any karate, but he just pretends he knows karate. And he just says stuff like that. I'll punch you in the face with my, I'll kick you in the, oh my goodness. One of the funniest movies ever. He's at a casino and he says, he's gambling. And he says to his guy, oh, I knew a friend once who was a millionaire from gambling. He said, really? He goes, yeah, he was a billionaire first. It's like, just like silly comedy. Oh, you guys have to watch that movie. I don't even know if it's accessible. I don't know where I found the DVD many, many years ago, but I had it somewhere. I have to find that DVD. If I could find it, we're gonna have a screening one day of They Call Me Bruce. I think they actually had a They Call Me Bruce too. Who remembers these movies? Oh, hey, Joy, how you doing? Guys, I got Instagram over here broadcasting straight through to the screen. Everybody on Instagram, please head over to YouTube. Subscribe and ding that bell. Everybody on Facebook, subscribe and ding that bell. Twitch, DLive, Periscope. Anything else? Vaughn Live. I think that's it. But I'm looking for more. I'm looking for more social media platforms to broadcast on. One of the agents today said, oh, so where can we watch your show? I said, anywhere. Do you have a computer? Just turn it on and just type in my name and I'm live somewhere. At any time, I'll be live. Not really. But if you turn on notifications and you ding the bell, you will be informed every time I hit the air. And it's happening a lot more. Look, I'm sorry. If you don't have the capacity for long form, just go watch a vlog. Go turn someone's vlog on. This is a talk show. We get into stuff. We get into the news. Okay, let's get into our next topic here. This is a cool story as well. Earth has a second mini moon, says NASA. I love everything that has to do with outer space, has to do with our planet, the past, you know, everything I didn't pay attention to when I was growing up. Now I love it. But Earth has a second moon, a mini moon. Now, I don't think it's like a huge moon. They said it's very small, something like 180 feet, 120 feet across, but no more than 300 feet. Well, that's a pretty big discrepancy between 120 feet, but no more than 300 feet. I don't know. Anyway, that's still 300 feet. That's a football field, right? I'm pretty sure that's a football field. That's pretty long. So it's a small mini moon, and it's really not a moon. It's apparently an asteroid that has gotten caught into our... I don't even know. Let's see. I'll read exactly what this is for you so you know, because I can't even explain it to you. The second moon. It's okay. So it's irregularly... It's not a planet. It's not a moon. It's an asteroid. And it's about 38 to 100 times the distance from our planet's primary moon, and it bobs up and down across Earth's orbital plane. Yeah, I said that. So anyway, that's just cool. I've read about this for a while, and I didn't know if this was true or not, that there was, you know, that there's a second mini moon. This is a story I really want to talk to you guys about right now. Let me slide over this camera. So... Autistic boy fails school exams. Teacher sends him home with a powerful letter that goes viral. And I want to share this and thank Omar Meisegland for posting this today. I saw this on Facebook and I had to read the story, especially as the inventor of the Beat Seat, powerful sensory drum. Anytime I now see autism or anything with autism, I just want to find out what's going on. So let me read this to you, and then I'm gonna just tie together a little correlation that I see with the Beat Seat. Autistic boy fails school exams. Teacher sends him home with a powerful letter that goes viral. Raising a child with learning difficulties isn't any less rewarding than raising one without them. But it can be said that it's a great deal tougher. Whilst parents of children without learning difficulties undoubtedly fret over all the unusual or usual things a mother and father does, those parents whose children are born with conditions such as autism have all those concerns and more. What's more, in addition to the worries of the parents, the children themselves can sometimes struggle in high-pressure social environments. There is no better example of this than school, where grades play a major role in your progress. 11-year-old Ben Twist lives with autism, and his mom, Gail, was handed a huge surprise when her son's school sent a letter home after he failed his SAT tests. When Gail received a letter from Ben's school, she would have been forgiven for expecting it to say something about how he needed work. He needed to work harder or improve his grades. Instead, the letter contained nothing of the sort. The innovative thinkers at Lanksbury Bridge School and Sports College at St. Helens Merseyside, assume this is in England, instead gave Ben a boost of confidence. Despite the fact that he failed his SAT tests, his teacher recognized that what he needed was support, not condemnation. The letter. Mrs. Clarkson sent him home with a touching letter that let him know just how skilled he is and what exactly he brings to the table. Their letter reads, "Dear Ben, I'm writing you to congratulate you on your attitude and success in completing your end-of-grade key stage SATs. Gil, Lynn, Angela, Steph, and Anne have worked so well with you this year, and you have made some fabulous progress. I have written you and to your parents to tell you the results of the tests. A very important piece of information I want you to understand is that these tests only measure a little bit of you and your abilities. They are an important part of what you've done well, but Ben Twist is made up of many other skills and talents that we at Lansbury Bridge see and measure in other ways." So this is a nice letter here you can see. And let me just quickly read you the last part of this, because this is really beautiful. It actually brought a tear to my eye, and that's why I wanted to read this to you. And this is what happened to her, too. Upon reading the letter, Ben's mom, Gail, found herself tearing up. Mrs. Clarkson's letter went on to list the things Ben was good at, things that usual school tests can't measure. Other talents you have that these tests do not measure include your artistic talents, your ability to work in a team, your growing independence, your kindness, your ability to express your opinion, your abilities in sports, your ability to make and keep friends, your ability to keep, discuss, and evaluate your own progress, your design and building talents, and your musical ability. We are so pleased that all of these different talents and abilities make you the special person that you are. And these are all the things that we measure and reassure us that you are always making progress and continuing to develop as a lovely, bright young man. Well done, Ben. We are very proud of you. Best wishes, Mrs. Carlson. See, I'm getting kind of teared up again. And then this is where the world needs more teachers like Mrs. Clarkson. It would have been all too easy for her to send a standard letter telling Ben's mom that he needed to improve or change in some way. She didn't, though, because she realizes that judging a fish on its ability to climb a tree is as pointless as judging a monkey on its ability to swim in deep waters. I love that. We hope that Ben takes his teacher's words to heart and uses them to remember that his value should never be measured by the results of a school test. Share this article if you think teachers like Mrs. Clarkson deserve widespread praise and recognition. I personally, I'm blown away by this teacher. And like I said, I wanted to tell you that story. It just means a lot to me when I see people making a difference. And it is something I remember even too when I was growing up. Just, oh, that one's different. Let's go send them in a special ed. Just get them out of the way. Like, we just didn't handle anything correctly, I believe. And now everyone's trying to make a difference, but they still don't understand that an autistic child, an autistic adult, anyone who's dealing with autism thinks differently than you. They connect to things differently than you. So don't try to think like them. You will not be able to. You can't get into someone's mind if they're not willing to let you in. What you should do is be supportive. What you should do is open up yourself and think, you know what? Maybe there's a way I can help. Maybe there's a way I can bring them some sort of peace, some sort of comfort while they're dealing with this anxiety. And I guess this is the segue, the beat seat. That's right there is your segue to not being anxious. You know, the beat seat provides multiple things, many, many things, provide tone, but it also provides comfort. It provides just like when you're playing it, when you're kicking it and you're feeling all of that coming through your body, it's an amazing experience. This is why I'm going to do it every day for the rest of my life. How crazy is that? We're not just doing the Real Talk show every day for the rest of my life, but we're going to have a song every day for the rest of my life. And I think that's important because each day there should be a message musically as well as a Real Talk message. It's got to be a, you know, I'll tell you guys what I was saying the other day. I was speaking to Brigitte at my office. She's the admin. And she's like, Mark, you know, this is great. What you're doing is great. You're helping, but you've got people like Tony Robbins. You got people like Jay Shetty. You got people out there that have been doing it for a very long time already. And everybody knows about them already. And you're starting with nothing. You need to find a way to be different. How are you going to differentiate from those guys? Because they're all saying the same stuff. And it's funny. I'll tune into any of them and I'll be like, wow, it sounds like the Real Talk show. And I don't listen to anybody. I don't read any of this stuff. I just have a passion within me that needs to be out in this world. So I keep coming up every day with just this for you. And now the music being involved, that is just going to be the capper that just provides something that no one else can. Nobody else can play a beat seat for you because they didn't invent it. There's about 50 of them out there in the world right now. And none of them have a talk show. So right now I'm the only guy in the game. And we're going to just continue to, on a daily basis, create awareness. We're going to play some music and we're going to get into some stuff. So while we're at it, why don't I do that now? What do you say? Got those beat seats kicking in over there. Let's see how this sounds. Ready? Here we go. I still there?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I told you I got the little mini beat seat here too tonight, Junior. And we just developed this one to be a little bit wider at the back. Just as wide as the adult model. So now this will function exactly the same as the normal beat seat. Let me quickly play you something and then we'll walk back over. Quickly show you the beat seat, Junior. Actually, I got an idea.
We're gonna do it right.
If you're gonna do it right now. Right. I haven't played it yet. Let's see how she sounds. Woo! You hear that? I love the cadence. Each one has its own just unique tone. This one's a custom order that's going out tomorrow. Love that thing. start messing it up a little. This thing's cool, guys. I may have to play this more often. Woo! I like this. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You hear the tone on that? Listen to that. How many tones? How many tones do you hear? I want someone to tell me, how many tones do you hear? Woo, I love that beat seat. Oh my. I gotta take a breath. That thing rocks. How cool does that little baby beat seat sound? Oh my goodness. Thanks, Kyle. You rock. All right, here's the cool thing. I'm over here. I just came back to Facebook. I could see all my people came out and joined. Where are all the comments? Rosemary, absolutely, you rock. Thank you. Shoot some comments over, people. What did you think of that beat seat? Do you like that puppy? I'll tell you what, I may have to play a little more of that. I got to play that thing again. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got an idea. I got a great idea. Check this out. Ready? Ooh, I got a great idea. You guys are going to love this. Ready? Ooh, yeah. That was fun, guys. That was fun, I'll tell you. I just get into playing the beat seat. You guys, how do you not have a beat seat yet? Why am I the only one with the beat seat? Oh my goodness. That was enjoyable. That was very, very fun. So basically, that's it for the music section of the day. And guys, this is what we're doing here now. We're just going after it. Oh, well, you know what? Maybe we should try to play a song and then play the beat seat with it on the junior beat seat. This is the first time I played that thing, and I like it. And I'm starting to think, you don't need an adult model to get amazing tone. Like, that thing sounds so good. Oh, my goodness. I'm bringing that to the school tomorrow to see how many they want to order. Let's just put it that way, because that thing's insane. Holy cow. And I'm starting to get okay, actually. I'm starting to be able to play it a little bit, you know? What's going on, my people? I'll tell you what, Insta, you guys are the best. I'm trying to see if I can get the color to work right. Please go over to YouTube, though, and subscribe and ding the bell over there. Everybody, go over to YouTube. Ding the bell. I'm trying to get this thing. We got to get a couple million subscribers there, guys, okay? We're just a few short. I think we're at about 165 right now. So we got to start getting some of the word out there. I just started. Listen, YouTube's like 12 days old. And I appreciate everybody who has been going on there, subscribing, dinging the bell, because I get notified. I ding the bell. I got another account for my own stuff. And that one, I'll get notified. Say, hey, Mark's live. Like, ooh, I'm live? Let me go and check it out. Oh, wait, no, I'm here. I don't have to go check it out. I'm already here. I don't have to do anything. I'm here with you. I never used the laugh track. We're going to start using it, guys. Okay? I do the laugh track. You have to do a song. Maybe we do the Scarface song. Huh? Okay. Hey, you play that in G sharp minor. Okay? What is G sharp minor? Does anybody know? I don't. I think that's still my favorite thing to just explain to people. That if you give me the guitar and you're like, oh yeah, we're going to play in B flat. I'm like, okay, where is that? Like, I know where B is. How about this? Just play. And just give me 30 seconds to listen. And then we'll find something. That was the challenge always when I played with musicians. Because they'd say, oh, Mark doesn't know theory. He doesn't even know how to read music. So when they're talking about, ooh, yeah, we're going from the triad to the, I'd be like, listen, I'll be over here in the corner writing songs. Writing songs. I wrote 150 plus songs, but I don't know anything about chord structure. I just write. I write what feels right, and it comes together into a pretty nifty package. And in general, I think that you either have the ability to do something or you don't, and then the more you do it, the better you get. And today I was speaking to a colleague of mine about this specifically. She said, you know, I think that, you know, and it's just really natural to everything in life. The more you do something, the more confident you become at that thing. The better you are at that thing. And after a while, you become unique. I don't think unique begins day one, although I don't necessarily think that's not true, too. Like, you have to have something in order to continue your journey. If you're out there and you just have no message that means nothing to you, it starts with meaning something to you. Everything I say here means everything to me, and that's why I say it. And it's opened me up to so many new thoughts. So many new philosophies have come out of this show in 337 days. And my favorite one, guys, and I'll talk about it every single day until you start thinking the same thing, is every smile affects a change in you. Everything. And yesterday we did something. We're going to try it again today. Oh, my man over here, Phil. You haven't heard any of my impressions yet, have you, buddy? I think we may have to have a little conversation today. Maybe Christopher Walken and Al Pacino going out to get coffee or something. Maybe in order on tap. Because that's what we have to start doing. Phil knows. I'm just saying in general, I got some love over here from Instagram. So I'm thinking they want to hear that. I think they want to hear what Christopher Walken and Al Pacino would sound like if they went to Starbucks to get coffee. Now, it's a trick. I could do Al Pacino, but I don't think you want to hear Al Pacino. I think you want to hear Scarface Al Pacino going to get coffee with Christopher Walken. I could see that happening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? What can I get for you this afternoon? How's the flat white? The flat white is very good. We sell a lot of them. Can I get caramel in my flat white? I have to have caramel. It's my favorite. If you can't put caramel in my flat white, I'll go with the caramel macchiato instead. Do it now. Well, very well, sir. And what can I get for you, mister?
You talk to me like that again, okay? I kill you. You tell me one time. One time. I don't need to hear five times, mate, okay? Just one time. And we're good, mate, okay? I've been here from Cuba for 37 years, okay? My mama, she come here on a boat with me, my friend Manny. We go on the boat. I have my German right, mate, okay? And I get off the boat, and they take me, they ask me all the questions, mate, okay? Like, where are you from? What you do, mate? Do you ever been to prison? Of course, mate. I got a scar on my face the size of Texas, okay? Do you think I been to prison? And what's that tattoo over there, mate? You know, oh, it's a beauty mark from my girlfriend. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Scarface was my favorite impression to do when I was younger. Oh, Phil, I love you, man. I love Scarface. That movie makes me laugh. Especially, it's so funny at the end when he's like getting shot by a million guns and he's like, come on, mate, I fear nothing, mate. You saw you got me? Okay, okay. I'm like, this guy is nuts. He's getting shot like the final one is that shotgun from the back. I'm like, you couldn't handle that? Well, you couldn't handle the shotgun to the back? What's going on with that, Tony? You can handle all those machine guns to the stomach, and oh, it's all you got, mate. Okay, and the shotgun in the back that you can't handle. That. I guess you just didn't do enough. And I wish I could swear. I just don't swear. Especially this show is not about promoting anything negative. I think profanity is negative, no matter how you look at it. I mean, I've heard people say things, and it's funny when they swear, but that's just not how we play over here. We could do celebrity impressions without using any negative words or any swears, guys. And I think it was early on. I had one of my friends who called in, and this was maybe like 30 or 40 days in, and he didn't even realize what I was doing. He's like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I want to be on the show. And I'm like, okay, what are you bringing to the table? And then a few minutes in, I realized not much. We weren't really going anywhere. And then he swore. I'm like, no, what are you doing? You obviously don't watch the show, because I don't go around dropping stuff like that. This show should be accessible to any age group. Now, when I go onto YouTube, it asks me, are my videos for children? No, they're not. But if a child watches these videos, they should be inspired. They're not going to do anything but inspire people. So they're accessible to everybody. In fact, I am considering finding a way to channel some of this positivity towards a children's program of some sort. I don't know. Just this moment, I'm thinking that. But we need more of that. And I told you about last week, I saw a Mr. Rogers movie, not the one that's out right now with Tom Hanks, but I saw the documentary. And it's the second time I've seen this, but I saw it a year and a half ago before I started Real Talk, before I started this mission to try to help the world and bring some positivity, some light, just to remind people that we're here to help each other, to help each other up, to find something great. And that's what I'm here to do. And I think that if it starts with words, if it starts with passion, and it starts with me just telling you that I'm here for you and I believe in you, then maybe that'll do something for you just to get up tomorrow and say, you know what? I have a little bit more of a pep to my step because someone said that they believed that my actions are worthy of something. You know, I think the hardest thing about what I'm doing is going without the acknowledgement of if anybody's even paying attention. If anybody's even hearing the words and getting a message and sharing the message. These words only mean something if you take them into your heart. And if you share them with the world, with your own world. Right now, it's like we're playing phone tag. We're playing that old game telephone. I need to whisper something into your ear on a daily basis. I need to just say something to you. And then I want you to translate that to the next person. However you take it. You don't have to take my words and say them exactly as I said them if you don't want to. But I'd like you to take the sentiment, the words, the feeling behind those words. If you could share them make me happy. And I think it will make you happy. I'll tell you, I'm a little shaken up by that story about that autistic boy and how that teacher handled it. I was very impressed with that. I'm in this moment thinking about how difficult it is to leave these episodes, you know, and just not drop them as podcasts. You know, they should be available for listening in the car. And I think the positive to what we're doing here on YouTube is you could just push play on YouTube and have it go through your... If there's an episode that is not a podcast currently, you could just push play while you're driving and have it roll through your system. That's a thing that could definitely work out for you right now. And because the show will be cataloged from here on out with YouTube, every day will be there. And we missed a lot of days. I mean, you could go... I would really strongly suggest going to Facebook and looking back from day 316 backwards and see some of those episodes. There's some episodes there, like, it's not about what you do. It's not about your talent level. It's not about your abilities. It really isn't. It's about your ability to stick to it. It's your ability to keep fighting. It's your ability to understand that it's not your effort, but it's your effort plus time. These two things together are the only way you'll ever find your success. You don't just get there in a day. You have to keep going every single day. And then one day, that time plus your effort and your talent become one thing. They become one thing. Right now, they're three separate things, and you're trying to bring them together. You're trying to bring them into the same playing field. It takes a long time. And don't do it unless you're ready to do it. I think there's a reason I didn't start this until I started on December 31st. I don't believe I was ready to do what I'm doing. I don't believe I was ready to take on this mission. This is a lot, guys. But someone's got to do it. And you say, yeah, but you don't have to do it every day. Yeah, I think I do. I think I do. Because if I stop, then it's just like everything else. What I'm trying to prove to you is that if you believe in yourself and you keep going, you can get everything that you're meant to be. But you have to work at it. You have to fight for it. And you have to show up over and over. I'll see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. If you guys have any topics for tomorrow, let me know. I'm going to go play that beat seat a little bit more. Do you guys want to hear some more? Look, I see some people on. I got to tell you, this is my problem with what I do, guys. And this is what's going to really be an issue when I get followers and people actually are tuning in. I won't ever go off. Like, I see people on right now, and I'm like, I can't go off now. I can't go off when I see people watching. Sorry. I got to stay on. So I'm hoping that Phil is still on. Phil, if you're still on, buddy, shoot me a quick note because I want to shoot you something. I want to show you. That is the beat seat right there. And we put the microphone in the junior beat seat, which is the one in the middle right there. Did you happen to see that little demonstration I did a few minutes ago? Because I'm hoping you say, no, I didn't see it, Mark. Maybe you can show me again because that thing rocks. So listen, guys, really appreciate you. Remember, tomorrow is day 338 in a row, and I'm not sure what it's going to be about yet, but I never know anything about anything. We just come out here and have some fun, and I think life is about having fun. It starts with that. In my mind, it's about having fun. Oh, Phil, you're the best. Okay, so check this out, guys. Phil is working on a second book right now. And he's picking up where he left off in his first one. Now, listen, I told you guys when I saw Phil at the last open house that I'm going to have Phil on Real Talk to discuss his first book. And some of the concepts, actually a lot of the concepts, are tie into Real Talk wonderfully. And I think that it would be a nice, I think it would be a nice episode for you to listen in on. And the ups, the downs, how hard it is to write and to actually find the time. Because right now, this is something I'm challenging. I don't even know how to find the time at all. Right now, I've got to build 3 more beat seats tonight and tomorrow. And I want to continue my book, which has been difficult. I haven't had really any time to do that. So in general, I want to talk about that, you know, finding the time. And I have this idea here. I just don't know how to do it. I want to take every episode from the first 365 days of the show, and then I want to just snip it out what the lesson was and write about it. That'll be the book, Real Talk, the first year of Real Talk. And it begins. Maybe that's what it will be called. Mark Pyers. And it begins. Real Talk. I had the question come up again tonight. So what are you going to do at the end of 365 days? You know, are you going to take a day off? Are you going to take a break? Are you going to stop? Are you going to stop? Okay. So well, I found out that the world record is 10 years and 3 days. So I at least know I have to go 10 years and 4 days. I'm not doing it for that, but I'm not stopping at 10 years and 4 days either. I'm questioning why the guy who did it for 10 years and 3 days stopped. Like, why did you stop? Well, he may have just been like, okay, I got the world record. I'm done. Good on me. I got the world record. I'm not doing it for that, but I will hold it one day. Watch me. Someone said to me tonight, yeah, but what if somebody's ahead of you? What if someone's been doing it for 7.5 years? They're trying to catch up to the guy already, and you're not the first guy who had the idea to go to keep doing it. But here's the other thing. This is not a vlog. He was a vlog. His was 10 years of a vlog. Come on for 30 seconds and be like, hey, what's up? Okay, what's up, dude? Have a good day. I'm going surfing. I don't know what he talked about, but this is a talk show. What is the longest running talk show every single day in history? Is there a way to check that? Someone do a Guinness Book of World Records search on that. Longest running talk show. Not running, but consecutive days. Is it like a Price is Right? No, because those even, they have a Sunday off. I don't want to hear about a vlog. The guy who did 10 years and 3 days is a vlogger. Okay. This is a variety and talk show. As you can tell, we're doing Christopher Walken and Al Pacino, and we're playing music on the beat seat, and we have a news section, and real estate, and positivity, and motivation, and just reminding you that we're the same. We are the same. We look different, but we are made up of the same things. We have the same emotions coursing through us. We just react differently to things. We have a different planned response system to everything. That's just the way we're created. We respond emotionally to every single thing differently. But we all have the same emotions. We all have them. Just when you do this to me, I respond differently than when someone else gets that happen. That happens to someone else. Someone else is like, oh my God. Everybody responds differently. The pain of this could be agony to somebody else. Could be what getting smashed by a baseball bat in the knee would feel like to somebody else. So rest assured, we are all the same. Nobody out there is better than you. Some people have different abilities than you, but you have an ability that they don't. You just haven't figured it out. And if you start to look for it, you may be surprised at what you find. You may start to look at those other people and say, you know what? I'm glad I don't have those abilities because I've got this thing that I'm doing or that I didn't know I had. So that's it. The show keeps going, I guess. Phil, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for keeping me on the air for a few more minutes, my friend. And, you know, in general, I think this show should be roughly 3 to 4 hours. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's usually half hour, maybe. I realized the last couple were about 36 minutes, 34, 36 minutes. And then some days we'll go up north of an hour. Right now we're at an hour and 13 minutes. And if you have any topics or if you have a song you'd like to hear I feel bad because yesterday somebody asked me to play Wonderwall, and I have to get the lyrics still. I will play that. We'll play that for you, pal, if you come back on. I think you were on D-Live or something like that. But I will play any requests that anybody has. I actually want you to try to challenge me. Send in something that's like a cool song that's like would be hard to play and see if I can make it happen. Because I've been rocking out, like I dropped out the Maroon 5 song on Facebook, and it's here on YouTube, and I also put the John Mayer song, New Light, on YouTube. It hasn't gone on to Facebook yet. I will drop it early this evening, probably around now. Holy cow, it's 8:15. I'm on the air still. I should be home, eating dinner, getting ready for bed. But the show must go on. It's so funny. I don't want to go home and watch TV. I don't watch TV. I got to go home and build beat seats. And you know what? The one show that I would watch is on tonight. The Curse of Oak Island. Phil, do you watch The Curse of Oak Island? If you've ever heard of Curse of Oak Island, let me know. I love that show. And basically, it's these two brothers, the Lagina brothers. Phil, you rock. And the Lagina brothers are up there in Nova Scotia, Canada, like my buddy Brad. My buddy Bradley Pine is up there in Nova Scotia, Canada. And I'm always like, Brad, just go drive down there. Just go drive down there and be like, hey, guys, can I help? Can I help you search for treasure? It's the greatest. When you're a kid, you want to be a treasure hunter. You want to find something. You want to uncover something great. Dig it up. You know what I mean? And that's something that I think you probably never lose that spirit for that type of, you know, exploration or whatever you want to call it. But we all have that little explorer within us, you know? And to see these two brothers that are now trying to find something, this is something they're doing. It's like the second stage of life type of thing. Now, the interesting thing is I saw an article on, I think it was on Yahoo a month or two ago. I told you guys about this once before. But it said, experts say the treasures have been found at Oak Island. And I'm like, yes, I cannot wait for this season because they found the treasure. Let me read. I go and read about it. And it's like, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to fool you, but these two brothers are now millionaires because of the show. So they found gold. And like, holy cow, that is a funny kind of like little switch. But it's true. They went in there. I think the older brother or the younger brother started something. He was already successful, but they've turned it into big money by having that show. And it's the only show I watch. I have to think there are people that are just as fed up with the negativity on TV that they tune off all of that actual primetime television, and they resort to you know, fanciful programming like Curse of Oak Island, you know, or the other one I like too is American Pickers. I like that show. Those guys are real people. You know, you put anybody that's real on, I'll watch it. That's it. I don't want to watch anything else. I don't want to watch broadcasters. I don't want to watch news reporters. I don't want to watch politicians. I think they're all just terribly crooked. Nobody's doing anything to help. You know, they're all just throwing stones at each other. And that's why I feel like, well, stay away from all that. Just stay away from it. Find real people. The real people are going to lead you back to where you need to be. You know, it's very, very easy to lose your way in this world. And with all the technology that's in front of us now, it's even harder. And then our children are growing up with it. We didn't even have this when we were kids. We're completely mental with it. We don't even know what we're doing. Like, I'm a complete basket case. I'm like this all the time. My wife's like, what are you doing? You got little kids right here, and you got your face in your phone. And I'm like, holy cow, yeah, you're right. That's interesting. So Phil says he doesn't watch TV, but if it's on YouTube, he'll check it out. That is cool, because you know what? I've been struggling to find the medium for this program, you know? And Facebook, I'm sorry, you guys are still on. And look, you're probably like, he's still on the air? He's been on for an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, I have been on for an hour and 20 minutes. And guess what? I'll stay on for another hour and 20 minutes if I want, because I have a talk show. And it could go on as long as I need to stay on to say what I need to say. And it's only 8:30, guys. What are you... It's been an hour and 19 minutes and 28 seconds. It has been a while. But look, when I've got energy to get out there, I want you to take it. And I want you to feel something. You know, you may have some work still to do the rest of the night. If you're ready for bed right now, I'm sorry that I'm giving you all this positivity. Virginia, thank you so much. Virginia said she likes my story. And anybody else on right now? Who's on with me? I saw somebody just throw some likes over to me over here on Facebook. So thank you very much for that. And is the stream working today? I hope it's not slowing down at all. I've been trying to fix this thing. It's been kind of twitchy lately. Yeah, it's a little twitchy. So, yeah, but Phil, I'm the same way. Look, I'll put the TV on if it's golf. If it's, you know, if I could watch, it's funny that I can watch golf. Like when I was a kid, I'd be like, golf? I'll watch golf all day. I'll put golf on all day. Just have it on. Even if I'm not watching it, just to have it there all day. Like that is, I don't know why now. I used to watch baseball when I was a kid. I could watch every pitch. I could watch every single pitch. Then you get older and you're like, ugh, the other team's up. Let me flip them and go back when the Yankees are back on again. I don't even watch the Giants play football. I know that maybe if they were good, I'd watch, but I don't think so. I just don't watch. I'd rather work. I'd rather go out there and do something. I'm trying to create something. I can't do that if I'm giving my energy to something else that's not giving anything back to me. I'm not getting anything back from a TV program. I'm not getting anything back from watching, you know, the Giants play for 4 hours. That's 4 hours of time that I can go out and do something. Potentially go out there and destroy some task. What am I going to sit there and I'm going to watch a game? I refuse to do that anymore. I just can't. I just can't do that anymore. I think, yes, Phil, thank you for perspective. Phil said, don't forget your wife and kids. Phil, I love you for your perspective. Because it's true, I get running sometimes in like 90,000 miles an hour. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, this is the tough part. This is the tough part when you have a mission, a world mission, and you have a family, is you're trying to figure out how you're going to do both things effectively and well, like really, really well. I want to be a great father, obviously, and husband, and also provide great value to you guys and bring something that's going to help you, you know? So it is a balancing act, absolutely. But this is a good example of that. It's 8:25. I should be home now so I could say goodnight to him. So I'm going to get going. And I will see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. And remember, you don't get anywhere unless you get up and go. See you tomorrow. Driving next to me. Look how the open road affects us all. So many perfect ways to spend your days. It is